Talk about how amazing it was.
Send it to Fat Buddha.
Fat Buddha, fuck you.
All right, we're rolling. But
oh shit.
I can cut off.
Hi, Jay.
I can cut off the very beginning.
Are you gonna do an intro?
All right, I can do an intro right now. I'm just gonna make the music go into it. Welcome to the Tri-State Space Program. We're driving back from St. Louis, and it's me and Mike and Sean.
Hi, Jake.
Three of the four Jangle Sheep.
Sa dude.
Hey, dude.
Hi, dude.
And we're just driving back. There's like bats and birds flying in the headlights. It's pretty cool.
Jake's going like 1,000 miles an hour.
Yeah, I'm going a lot faster than I should be, probably.
He's going 5 miles above the speed limit.
Yeah.
Hauling ass.
It's fun. I mean, it's fun to drive fast. I get the Fast and the Furious movies. Gone in 60 seconds.
Yeah,
shit.
Fuck those movies.
I get their appeal just because it's, you know.
Jesse Pinkman thinking he can drive race cars.
Need for Speed.
I hope
he doesn't get rat-holed into those kind of roles, man, because he's a bad.
Oh, he will. He's not that talented.
Yeah, he definitely will.
He got a great script. He got lucky.
He was a dish, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
I fucking love Breaking Bad.
It doesn't matter anyways, though. He's going to be a millionaire.
Dude,
so
you could have put any one of us on Breaking Bad, and we would have had great roles.
Yeah, the first couple
the writing
seasons,
was that
definitely.
Good.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
And Bill Burr didn't even fuck it up.
Right.
That guy can't act.
Yeah, the dialogue was perfect.
Yeah. He even said that himself, Bill Burr did.
He's like, hey, I mean, you show up and you read the lines and it's awesome. You're like, in and out.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Man, anyways, it was a good show.
It was a good show. We played tonight. Third. We played the Battle of the Bands, or what is it? Battle for the Buddha.
Battle for the Buddha.
Oh, shit.
What's the name of the studio?
Fat Buddha.
Fat Buddha.
PH Fat Buddha.
Shout out to Tree for One for winning.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Tree for One.
Yeah.
Even though it's Tree for One, does that mean like three people? Because there was four people. What does that mean?
It's like
what is
tree? It's like a tree,
code?
Like you're smoking bud.
That's eight.
Tree
for
eight. Oh, tree. But three for one.
Tree for one. Like
but
a
tree
like,
for one person.
Yes.
Just one.
You're just smoking out by yourself.
Oh, that's what it
that's
means.
That's what I got by it.
That's random. Because you would think it would want to be more inclusive.
That's a play on words.
Yeah. Like I get it, but and tree like three.
Yeah, no.
But
I get it, but
it's not
I get
like
your point of view
it's
too.
It's not like
I could be totally wrong.
I'm just personally, I'm like
I think
not.
All your points of views are fucking stupid.
I'm not totally like.
At least we have a point of view.
I'm not stupefied by the name. It doesn't get me. It didn't get me going. It's all right, but it's just kind of like simple words, you know? Like
yeah.
I don't know
so that show
how to feel
totally
about it.
Rigged.
Oh,
no,
oh yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of three for one, I mean, they just were awful. No, I'm just kidding.
No, they were pretty good. They were catchy.
Sick as hell.
Pretty much every band that played had some, like, something in it that was like, damn, that's cool. Like,
yeah.
Like, no matter if you like the entire sound, like, there's somebody killing it in each band.
First band started off, what was their name?
Reclamation.
Yeah, they were
sick young kids playing metal.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Those guys were, like, 16.
They were
like
all
16.
Underage, man.
Yeah.
They were all under 21. They were killer. They're solid at that age.
Dude, they're amazing.
And then the...
And they had the hair to pull it off, too.
Yeah, they all had,
they had
the
that
hair. They did, dude.
Yeah.
It's like they all... That was the best part about them. Their hair was all beautiful.
If their hair's that good at 18, man, give them 5 years.
Right. They'll grow that shit out.
That'd be fucking hair down to the floor by that point.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, and...
Yeah.
They were killer.
Jump rope with it.
They played Schecter's, which I was surprised by. A lot of bands like that, I feel like... A lot of them don't. I don't know. I mean, Schecter's metal, but I don't know.
What do you think they'd play?
I don't know. Like, either PRS.
No, dude, you're crazy.
Or,
PRS for metal like that?
Yeah.
No,
I feel like
dude,
it would
Jackson
work.
Is classic no, metal guitar.
Okay, I can see Jackson for sure.
That's what they were playing.
No, they were playing Schecter's. Right?
Oh, Schecter's.
At least
okay,
the guy
yeah,
on the
right
had a Schecter. I know that. Maybe the guy on the left didn't, because I wasn't as close to him. But.
Schecter, they make metal guitars, man.
Yeah, they do, but I don't know. Schecter seems to be a little... Like, I don't know. Those guys are so good. I don't know. Not that Schecter's bad, but
yeah.
I'm not a metal guy either. I'm talking out of my ass.
Probably don't have much money to blow on.
Right.
Except for the drummer.
Yeah.
The
drummer's kid was the best kid I saw all
It was
night.
Great.
Yeah, easily.
That kid was freaking impressive.
Yeah.
They were good, man. The girl, her voice, man. Casey what is it? Basil?
Yeah.
Casey Anthony and the Dead Babies, I think.
Casey Anthony and the Dead Babies.
Damn. No. Got him.
Casey Brazil. Brazil.
Brazil?
Yeah.
Basil?
Something. No, I think it was Brazil.
Brazil? Brazil. It was Brazil.
Hell of a voice.
Yeah. Oh, she's got pipes for fucking days, dude.
Yeah.
She came out and talked to us afterwards, too. She was cool.
Very cool. Now we're just driving back, tired.
She rolls her own cigarettes. Like, rolls them. Physically, like, rolls them like joints.
Yeah,
she cigarettes.
Needs to figure out what you're doing.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. She's behind the time.
My
she's
system
like,
is fucking
shit.
Perspective,
yeah.
Dude.
Doing like a pilgrim.
Pilgrim.
Yeah, she's doing it old school. Man, I could not do that. Roll my own fucking cigarettes like that. I would quit before I would do that.
You get good at rolling other things, though.
Yeah, I can see that.
Illicit substances.
Jeffries.
Jeffries, yeah, joints. Left-handed cigarettes.
Man. Who, like, how did you guys feel about the sound at the place? Like, as far as how
sound,
we sounded.
Sounds
like,
pretty neat.
Could we hear ourselves well? Like,
it was pretty neat, man.
It was neat.
Let's just get, yeah, let's, like,
one word
we
for
can
it.
Meander some, but let's get back to the show a little bit.
Yeah, the sound's pretty cool. I mean, it was an awesome. The guy was just, he wasn't a professional, but he was the best.
He was fucking
sound
good, dude.
Had.
Easily
cool.
The best sound. Not to knock anybody else, but fuck, man.
He
just
was
on stage, it sounded great. I could hear everybody.
Yeah. It did. I feel like we performed pretty solidly tonight. It was good.
Well, the sound guy was the guy who came out at the beginning and was kind of being a dick. He's like, load into four. You know,
oh,
whatever.
Really? He was
I
all
can
business.
See. I can see how, yeah. I mean, now that you saw him do his work, he was awesome.
Yeah.
So, can't blame him.
He's got to be diligent like that. Maybe he was setting shit up and he didn't want anybody in the way at all.
Yeah.
I can see that. Hooking up Snake and shit, man. That would get shitty if bands are coming in and fucking with stuff.
So yeah. We were the assholes, really.
Yeah.
Big surprise there.
I can see that. Now that I've seen it, he's actually insanely good, so.
Yeah, what'd you think about the sound there, Jake?
I thought it was good.
Host of the Tri-State.
I can hear myself real well.
Program?
Yeah. That's always good when you have a monitor right in your face and you can really hear what you're doing.
Agreed.
Fantastic. I mean, can't be. There's nothing to match it. Like, there's no local show with just a PA system and no monitors. That doesn't work nearly as well as having at least one right in front of you, you know? It just does so much for a show when you can hear yourself.
So what do you guys think about abortion?
I mean, I've been openly pro-choice on this podcast, so I'm going to stick with that and just keep having the sensible position on it.
I'm pro-abortion.
I'm pro-murder.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm just...
That's, you're a little harder line than I am on that side, but
I think that anytime you get pregnant, you should get an abortion.
Yeah.
No matter what. No matter if
population.
You want to keep
save
it.
Save the species.
Yeah.
Even if
the species.
Right. Save us who are here. Already.
Yeah, I know.
No, fuck, yeah. I mean, we're overpopulated.
Like, right.
Anyone who
we
says...
We go 10 years without having kids.
Anyone who says that abortion's bad and that it's contraception, whatever bullshit you want to say, it's like, sperm are cells too, you know? So, if you tell me every time I jerk off into a tissue, that I'm murdering millions of potential babies...
Billions, wouldn't it be?
Like, yeah, they draw a hard line at when it reaches the egg, but it's like, these sperm, I'm mass genociding my ball sack right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Just all over my covert.
It's like, how far does the line have to be drawn?
Just all on my belly button. Man.
All over Travis's mom's face.
Oh my god!
You have to edit that out.
I'll leave it in.
He ain't gonna
leave
hear
it.
Even if he did hear it, he'd laugh.
It's not what she said.
His mom is
leave
isn't
it
gonna
in.
Hear it, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Love you, Travis's
I feel like,
mom.
Yeah, she was nice as shit.
I like you more than a friend.
She showed up tonight, and that's fucking cool.
Yeah.
When parents, like, show up, or when friends show up, when anybody fucking shows up for you, it's awesome.
Yeah, we had a bunch of people show up, actually.
We
did. Our first out-of-town show.
Yeah.
First time out of town.
That was a new experience, too.
It was.
At least for me. I never played out-of-town before.
Well, we played Mount Carmel, but that's still in the tri-state area, so it's not really like...
Felt like Evansville.
It didn't feel like it was out of town. All the Evansville bands were there, so it was like... This was like we were out of our element, totally.
We
I like
it.
Yeah, we did. It was fun.
Did They're pretty good. I mean, we could have used less drum fuck-ups, but it's just, you know, that's what you deal with when you gotta...
Yeah, you know. When your drummer gets drunk as fuck.
Nah.
We all stayed relatively sober.
That was a tight show.
It was good. It's fun to play. It's just fun to play in general, and it's fun to play with bands that you don't know. Like, it's cool to be surprised.
It's like a brotherhood, too. After you play your shows, and you're just hanging out with the other bands.
Yeah.
Everybody's cool. We had a real good vibe tonight.
The dudes in the last band, we talked to them, and they knew about the show Wonder Shows, and so I was like, gotta check them out.
Yeah.
The only band that I didn't really get to talk to was... Tree for one, the Winners.
Yeah.
They were the only band that was kind of, I feel like, standoffish.
They were secluded, yeah. They didn't really talk to many people. They talked to, like, their circle, but they didn't really.
They had a big circle, but.
Yeah, they did. They had a bunch of people there.
They were kind of that outcast. Not outcast, but, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, were all the people by the bar people there for them?
Probably.
Is that what, yeah, because there was a pretty good
crowd. Seemed like an older crowd for them, yeah. It seemed like a lot of different people.
Were they older guys, younger guys?
Kind of older, like in their probably 30s.
Cool.
Maybe early 40s. They were good. You hear, like, a lot of bands that where it's dudes in their 40s, and they're just playing covers, you know?
Yeah,
they're just playing shit from their childhood. But then you hear other bands of dudes that are in their 40s, and they're fucking killing it, doing an original thing, like doing their own thing. You can tell they've been writing for a long time, a lot of times.
Then you see guys in their 40s and they're in a band that sucks.
Yeah, oh yeah, like an original band that sucks.
Yeah,
that'd be the worst band. I mean, I know that, I feel like we're a good band, but like a lot of those bands that play that are just god awful.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it suck to be in a band like that?
I wouldn't do it, man.
Yeah, eventually you just quit. Like, I mean, after 4 months and everyone, and it just sucks, you quit. That's why, like,
if you don't know, you can't take a hint like that, I mean.
Right.
Yeah, the hints are pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Everyone's been in bands like that, and you just quit.
If you're bad, people grimace a little bit when they try to tell you you're good, you know?
You just realize it's not working.
Kind of like, just like sex,
respectfully
too.
Quit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly,
yeah.
Like sex.
No, it's big.
Yeah, and they grit their teeth. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I've had this thing for 24 years, bitch. Don't tell me how big my dick isn't.
I know how big it is.
Yeah.
2 inches.
2 inches. Firm.
On a good day.
Oops. Somebody hit the lock.
That's my dick, sorry.
You got hard just thinking about...
Yes.
Just thinking about dicks in general.
I had to reach over pretty far.
Man. I like the camaraderie going on as well, like whenever you're chilling at a show with the other bands, with you guys, within the band, like... Just a big,
that's what makes it
like, happy family
it
almost.
With, what the fuck else would we
that night? You know what I mean.
What the fuck else would we be doing right now? Probably
right.
Just sitting on our asses, maybe
right.
At work.
Yeah.
Probably just chilling, doing nothing. You know.
Yeah. Right. We're doing the same old thing.
It's something interesting that you don't get to do that much.
Right. It's fun.
Fine.
We need to do it more,
music
man.
In my life, I'd be a pretty boring motherfucker.
Me too.
Yeah, I think I would be too.
I'd be a piece of shit. I'd be a total turd if I didn't fucking play. I'd be
that's
mad at everyone because I didn't find my passion.
Yeah.
Especially a lot of people don't have anything to, like, outlets. Like, how the fuck do you go by day?
It's rough, man. You just get in this routine and that becomes your life. You do it for 10 years and it's...
That's the thing.
Insane.
Like, this knocks you... Playing
your shit sandwich
out,
every day.
It knocks you out of your routine.
It does,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Kind of puts things back into perspective.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's awesome. It's kind of like something you can always go back to that's the same. Like, when you're in a band for a long time, like, we've been in this band for, what, a year and a half? And, like, every 2 or 3 days we practice, and it's like, you always go back to this constant, like, thing that's awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you feel good about.
Yeah, for sure, it's great. It's therapy, man.
It is, in a way, it definitely is. And it's just fun in general to do. And I feel like we all get along well, and that helps, too. I've been in bands where it's not like that, and that sucks dick. Like, it's not... It's just not a good situation. Like,
why would you
put yourself in that situation? But we're all, like, really laid back.
Yeah.
We're all just like, whatever, fuck it. I mean, our name is the Jangle Sheep. You can't possibly expect, you know,
we're not taking it too seriously.
Yeah, we're not taking anything too seriously. our name isn't like October Road or something, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Where you could like really tell that we're
switch our name to October Road.
Yeah, I like that.
Wasn't that a show back in the day? Wasn't that like a shitty sitcom? Or not sitcom, the drama
from
ABC
like
or something?
Sounds like a spinoff of fucking like Degrassi or something. Yeah. October Road.
I feel like Dawson's as soon as Creek. I said that, I realized I thought it was a shitty drama. But like the chick from That 70s Show was on it. Donna from That 70s Show.
Oh,
Donna
yeah.
on the drama.
Hot Donna.
Yeah, she was. So was Mila Kunis or whatever. She was fucking hot on
it. Oh, she's super babe.
She is. People are like, she's too skinny. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? She is gorgeous.
What, are you gay?
Yeah, right.
Like, what are you...
She is skinny, but...
Not that
I'm skinny. Do you fucking
that.
Hate me, huh?
I like 500-pound women.
I like my women to be morbidly obese. Like, it affects their health. How fat they are.
I just like to have a lot of shit to grab onto, you know?
Yeah, more cushion for the pussy.
I have to put a disclaimer on this. Like, yeah. You will be offended by this fucking podcast.
That's the least offensive thing we've said the whole
probably,
podcast.
Yeah,
more cushion for the pusher.
My bad.
That's across the line.
That's pro-fat.
Yeah. Right, it is. Yeah, we like it. Yeah. Okay, never mind.
I mean, we can't get rid of the fact that you're fat.
Fuck being PC,
I mean,
man.
If
yeah.
you're fat, you're fucking fat, and you should know it, but, like, hey, we're into that, you know?
The only PC that fat people are worried about is a piece of chicken, man.
Nice.
What about a piece of cake?
Oh, that's even better. Man.
Saw, dude.
Saw, dude.
Hey, dude.
I've been doing that
I
all
saw.
Day. That's fantastic.
I'm no. surprised nobody else said saw, dude, back.
All right.
We tried so hard.
We did.
I think
we
one person,
said it to everyone.
Eyes would have lit up and...
Oh,
hey, that... oh, saw, dude.
Imagine 6 million people have seen that. That shows you what kind of crap
right.
you're dealing with.
6 million,
yeah.
almost.
They're all a bunch of assholes.
I mean, I've probably watched it 50,000 times. Come on, I can't.
50,000 is you.
Yeah, it's a conservative estimate.
Wait, on repeat. In the shower, like that.
Practice it.
Yeah, if you haven't looked that video up, type in YouTube and type in "Suh Dude,"
S-U-H,
Suh Dude. Pretty fucking funny.
Yeah.
Just watch that video and then start doing that to everybody you know. Nobody else will think it's funny, but you'll laugh.
Every time.
Yeah, every time.
Every time I chuckle. Oh, man. Man, I feel like White Knight, if they had played at that show, they would have won.
Yeah.
Or come close.
I would think so.
Those guys, the only thing about those guys is they don't make music to party to, and I feel like they would like be like, yeah, you're right,
there's
you know?
A party atmosphere.
I get that vibe, man. I get the vibe that they're, you know, kind of that festival.
Yeah, exactly.
Aggressive.
There's the something
music,
for you to watch
the music
and,
for
but
the
not
get fucking
too,
drunk
man.
As shit watching
right.
them, man. I mean,
yeah, they're great. Amazing at
and
the last battle
more,
of the bands, they were crazy.
This is more of a party
crazy.
Band kind of thing, because like the band that won, one of their verses was hell yeah. Hell yeah, say hell yeah. I mean,
and they pointed
yeah.
to the crowd
yeah,
to make them say hell
party
yeah. yeah.
Party boy than that.
We write like songs, like, you know what I mean? Like, we have like, here is this orchestration for you, you
yeah.
know, like, whereas they're like getting the crowd into it. Like, I don't know, we do that some, but it's not quite like the party thing. But
I mean,
feel like that's
it
what
helps when you have all your friends there,
right? Because when we have Charlie and Dalton, who have been to most of our shows, when they're there, it's
yeah.
like, you know, it's kind of a party no matter what. There's a little bit of a party vibe. I'm gonna rip this fucking bracelet off, but I don't think I can. Usually I can.
Oh, shit.
You get these bracelets at shows, and almost busted my window.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
Nice.
You get these bracelets at shows, and I should have been collecting them this whole time, but I haven't. I've played quite a few shows in different bands. I don't know why. I didn't think to do that.
Wait, what'd you just say?
Collected stickers from different bands, but like a lot of them that
that's
I've played
gay,
with,
dude.
That I've seen. That's gay, stickers?
Pretty gay, man.
I hang them up in our jam room. They're up.
Yeah, I know. There's too many of them.
The travel guide is one of them.
That room gets any gayer, man.
The first room was overboard. I stuck a bunch of stickers in the first room, and it was insane. But the second room, I've like left it alone for the most part. There's like posters and shit. It's cool to like when you're in a band and you decorate your room, which decorate sounds like a pretty gay verb, but you like decorate your room.
Yeah, it does.
You put a bunch of shit up in there, and it just creates kind of a vibe.
Yeah.
It's about the most feminine verb there is. Decorate.
Yeah, feminine. There
you ever think of
gay,
like fucking Julius Caesar being like, "I'm going to decorate"? Like he would never use that word. That's like antiquing, you know?
Right.
It's in the same caliber.
I like how you use Julius Caesar as like a
badass.
Yeah, badass. Like,
I mean, everyone
the epitome
knows,
of man.
Everyone knows.
He was badass. Got
motherfucker got stabbed.
I mean, it's
yeah,
a little,
he got stabbed. What a pussy.
It's a little out of date, but I mean, fuck.
Yeah.
Not
so
like ever gonna be any more
anal
like
or
that.
Anal or in the ass? What do you guys prefer?
Anal a great way to have sex or the greatest way to have sex?
I'm not gonna name any names. I always had a girlfriend. I had a girlfriend in the past that always wanted to fucking shove her fingers up my ass, and I was
whoa,
like, no. And I was like, no.
It feels
dude,
pretty good, man. Does
I mean,
it?
I can
yeah,
imagine.
I've never
would,
had that.
I couldn't just.
I've never asked. For
I couldn't get through it because she'd always try to do it when it was like.
No,
guys. When I wasn't, when you wasn't in the mood, I'd be like just getting started, and she'd like trying to jam. It's like
oh,
you
man,
can't do that shit.
No, yeah,
it's
not,
gotta be in the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? You gotta like,
gotta
if you wanna try something weird, you gotta be fucking into it. You know?
Yeah.
You gotta preheat the oven. You know?
Yeah. The oven's my asshole.
Speak for yourself, man. I'll take a finger in the ass anytime, any day.
You might just bend over, like no.
Yeah, stick it in, sure, baby.
Uh-oh. Okay, we got
the police. The police! They got someone pulled over.
Aw, shit, dude.
Aw, shit, dude. What's up, dude?
Roll down your window and say. No, the male G-spot's in the ass.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Thanks, God.
So why not be gay? Yeah, yeah, for real.
God, so God forbids homosexuality, but he puts the G-spot in our ass?
G-spot for a reason.
The gay spot. The
guy
spot.
Oh,
gay spot. Okay.
But, I mean,
we love you. We love you, homos.
Is that with a finger? Is that like when you
stay
like
gay.
If the G spot like
stay gay.
Okay, where's the G spot at in the ass?
Though? I give a choice.
Where's the G spot at in the ass?
Probably where it's at in a chick. Like you stick your finger in and then you up,
so it's finger
in and
up.
Come
so
here motion.
Is in and up.
Yeah, in and
biologically
up.
Intentional.
Come
intentional.
Here motion. Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it's like that. Yeah.
For your ass.
Yeah, you're right. That's it.
What you do.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of dudes, whenever they're like 15, they think you're supposed to do what
that's
your
what
dick
I thought
does, but with yeah, your fingers. I did too. But no, that's actually not good at all. You just leave them in and you do the
what
does
that say about your dick then, though?
What?
You ever thought about that? So what does that say about your dick if like you're not supposed to do that with your fingers? I know it's different.
Well, no, yeah, your dick's like softer-ish. It doesn't have nails also. So. And your dick can't do this either.
Yeah.
Like, I think men got fucked with vibrators for a minute.
In a little way, I guess.
Ah, fuck vibrators.
You train your dick to vibrate.
We're
I had a thought I was going to say it, but now I forget.
We're in bum fuck Illinois right now. Just nowhere.
Just cruising.
Nowhere and everywhere at the same time.
Yeah, you've been having your bride song like this whole time, dude.
Nah, just right then. Just for like the last couple minutes. After we pass the cop. Oh, man. Well, let's go this route with it, man. Like, we got sortie coming up in September. We have, what's in August? What's later in August? PG. We're playing PG.
PG.
Yeah, PG.
We're the 12th. Band.
Yeah, yeah.
We're finding a band for the 12th, yeah.
Yeah, we need to find another band. Fucking, we talked about like So Long Vinyls or Bass Dinner or somebody to play it, but we don't know who we're gonna ask. Or if we, you know, or if like that guy said he talked to 30 bands and no one got 30 back.
30 bands?
Yeah,
dude.
30
wow,
Evansville bands.
Damn, that's more bands than we even know. We're
probably. Probably found a bunch of defunct bands that still had Facebook pages and
yeah,
some shit.
What they messaging back?
Probably talked to Mock Orange and shit, like a bunch of bands that aren't gonna. But definitely you're gonna not play a PG with them.
Yeah.
Man, I am.
We got that. We got the show with Soul and Vinyl in September.
finally playing a show with those guys. Yay!
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
No,
that's
then,
cool. I love them.
I'm happy about it. I like the solo vinyls. As dudes. Here's... Is this my...
As dudes.
As dudes, man.
Cool. That's about it. I thought we had more shows than that. I felt like we had more shows.
Yeah, once again, you're wrong.
Almost Mount Vernon.
No,
yeah.
Nah, dude. Nah.
Nah. Yeah.
Nah, dude.
Oh, sorry, dude.
Nah, dude.
Sorry, dude.
Sorry, dude.
No way, man.
Damn it. I can't find a lighter.
Yeah, let's pause this podcast and roll the windows down and smoke.
You think?
Well, how are we going to ash the cigs?
Yeah, you're right.
All right, this has been part of the Tri-State Space Program with Jake Bethel. I'm Jake Bethel. Goodbye.